This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, give us more grateful hearts so that we might not do great things with little love, but do little things with great love. Amen. Good morning. Naaman the Syrian, one of my favorite Old Testament readings that Anita read so beautifully for us. Here we have this very prideful man who is now afflicted with this horrible disease of leprosy. And he hears about this prophet who can heal him. Now you would think, after all he has gone through with this debilitating disease, he would have just an ounce of humility in him. But no. He goes over to the prophet's house and he brings his chariots and his charioteers. He is expecting a big show. And the prophet just doesn't even come out to greet him. He just says, send a messenger, tell him to go down to the Jordan, bathe in the Jordan 7 times, and this thing will be taken care of. Pretty simple. You think, oh, that's all I got to do? Sure. No. He's upset because Elisha's not going to put on the show for him. And he is very upset that he's getting sent down to the dirty Jordan River instead of the wonderful, huge, far, far river where he is from. He's so full of pride, and all he has to do is do what God, through the prophet, tells him to do. And he ends up finally doing that. There's so much in our lives that just comes down to just do what God tells you to do. And it's the same thing that happens today in the gospel story. They come, these 10 lepers, to be healed. And Jesus just says, just go and show yourselves to the priests. Now, that was an important thing in those days because the priests were the ones who were sort of the medical examiners and would put the process in place now for you to be accepted back into the community. And Luke tells us that as they went on their way, they were healed. To put it in terms of what that first reading teaches us, as they did what God told them to do, they were healed. There is so much for us in just our willingness to do what God tells us, and in that there is the healing. How many times in my life do I tell God, well, I got a better idea. Why don't we do it this way? Well, it's not the way it works. And in this gospel today, we get a very specific message about what we're supposed to do. And it has to do with gratitude. Let's look for a minute and review a bit about this disease. We've talked about leprosy before. I don't think any of us have to worry about contracting it ever in our lifetime. But we need to understand what it did to a person. They were completely ostracized from society. You couldn't even physically be close to someone. They'd throw rocks at you. Get back, unclean. It's hard for us to imagine what that felt like. And at the same time, the physical sensations that you have in your body, you start to lose. And so you could pick up a pot of boiling water and you don't feel the heat, and so your sores get worse, and consequently your disease gets worse. I don't think we could imagine a more debilitating, ostracizing disease than that. But add to it this. There were a group of people, and during the Babylonian captivity, they had to live in a foreign land. And the religious leaders and the prophets told them, You got to do what you got to do. Continue to marry. Continue to have children. Do what you can. And so they did. And they observed the Jewish laws. They kept the Torah. They kept the religious practices in place. But they did intermarry. And after the captivity is over, now they're back with the Jewish people, and the Jewish people need to rebuild the temple. And these other people say, well, we'll help you. And they reject them. They tell them, you're not clean anymore. You intermarried. These were the Samaritans. They were despised by the Jewish people. Despised in such a way that they would have nothing to do with them. And this is still in existence in Jesus' day. Now think of this. You've got the worst possible disease you could have in leprosy. And besides that, you are completely ostracized from the Jewish people. The two worst things you could imagine. And who's the one who came back to say thank you to Jesus? The Samaritan. There is something that Luke is trying to teach us here. And there are several takeaways we can have from this gospel. I want to point out a few today. Number one, the Almighty Son of God cured 10 people of such a debilitating disease, and only 10% came back to say thank you. The first takeaway for us is we shouldn't expect that we're going to be thanked for every good deed we do on this earth when the Son of God only got a 10% response rate. And if we're doing it because we're expecting to get the thanks, well, maybe we got to look at our motivation a little bit. That's number one. Number two, there is something about our pain that can enable us to be more grateful. John Claypool, great preacher, says, you know, when you get up in the morning and you take that first breath, realize that every breath thereafter is just a windfall of grace. Because every moment we have on this earth is grace. You know, they've done studies. They've done studies now at Harvard School of Psychology. Out in California, they've done studies at the universities. And they did a study about happiness. There's a lady, a psychologist, who's written a book, The How of Happiness. You can look it up. It's a great book. It's been translated now into about 17 languages. And they studied as to what makes people happy, able to be joy-filled. How much percentage of happiness do you think is determined by the circumstances of our life? What happens to us in our life? Just throw out a number. What do you think? What percent? 5? 10? Who said 10? You got it. 10%. Did you read the book? It's a good book. Only 10% of happiness is determined by the circumstances of our life. 50% is just the way it is. 40% is controllable by what? By our attitude. 40%. Proven. Several different studies. Read the book. You'll see this. And there's been subsequent studies to back it up. Do what Jesus tells you to do to be healed. He's telling you today, live a life full of gratitude. It's that simple. Count your blessings. The old saying, count them one by one. They did these studies and they had a control group of people who were told, you are going to count your blessings and list the things that for which you are grateful on a regular basis. A control group wasn't told to do that. And then they were able to measure the happiness and the joy-filled nature of those people's lives. It was astounding How much more happiness is displayed by those who are able to be grateful for their life. And I got to tell you, it doesn't matter if you hear these words today and everything's going great in your life and it's real easy to be grateful, or if you hear those words today and you're at a state in your life where it's like a punch to the chest, come on, you expect me to be grateful right now? I'm telling you, it's the only way. To live a life of gratitude is what will enable us to have the joy. This is what Jesus tells us to do and promises us. We're a month and a half away from Thanksgiving. Maybe today's the day we start being grateful to get ready for that celebration. I look every week at that list we have in our prayer list of prayers of Thanksgiving, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And yet the requests of the stuff we're asking God for is getting greater and greater and greater. Folks, there's something wrong. We need to start emphasizing more and more in our personal and our corporate prayer life how grateful we are. You get up in the morning and you got aches and pains, be grateful you got life. You get up in the morning and you hate your job, be grateful you got a job. You sit down at dinner and you're not happy about the meager food you might have set before you, be grateful that you have food to eat. You don't like the music, you don't like the sermon that's being given, be grateful you have the freedom to be here this morning, because there are places you'd be shot dead if you tried to walk in the door. We have so much to be grateful for. And that is the key to our happiness, to our joy. May we find it. Amen.